This study aimed to analyze the conceptual and historical transformation of school discipline and to examine its theoretical dimensions from the perspective of power theories, particularly within the framework of school studies, sociology of education, and critical educational thought. This research employed a qualitative, descriptive analytical design grounded in a conceptual and theoretical approach. Data were collected through documentary and library-based methods, including the review and critical analysis of classical and contemporary texts in sociology of education, philosophy of education, school studies, and theories of power. Particular emphasis was placed on the perspectives of Mitchell Foucault, Pierre Bourdieu, Henri Giroux, Michael Apple, and other critical theorists. Data analysis was conducted using a critical interpretive framework to examine the historical evolution, conceptual foundations, and socio-political implications of discipline in educational institutions. The analysis demonstrated that school discipline has evolved from a primarily pedagogical mechanism for maintaining educational order into a complex power-oriented construct embedded within broader social and institutional relations. Findings indicated that disciplinary practices function through surveillance, assessment, normalization, and behavioral regulation, contributing to the production of compliant educational subjects. The study further revealed that discipline serves as a mechanism for the reproduction of social norms, cultural values, and in some contexts, educational inequalities. Critical perspectives highlighted that disciplinary policies may reinforce dominant ideological structures, whereas participatory and democratic approaches to discipline can promote agency, critical awareness, self-regulation, and educational justice. The study concludes that school discipline should not be understood solely as a technical or managerial tool for maintaining order. Rather, it represents a multidimensional social mechanism that shapes identities, regulates behavior, and mediates power relations within educational settings.